I'm not sure what's in your packet, but I think Mr. Albritton had provided you executed, fully executed copies from the City of Hollister. So obviously the City Council of the City of Hollister is in full support of this particular document, would ask the county to execute their portion of that.
And it'll be between the sewer district and the City of Hollister and the county?
That is correct. This should facilitate the Turkey Creek Interceptor and the central collection of Buffalo Ridge, Branson Creek.
And I have a letter dated October 10, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and that the he's reviewed the above amendment by and between Taney County Regional Sewer District and the City of Hollister and Taney County.
It modifies the agreement to do just what you said, include Ridgedale and Turkey Creek Sanitary Improvement Project, and then also to construct a sewer extension project known as the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. The district desires to construct and operate a terminal lift station.
Because of the close proximity and because of the connection to the Hollister wastewater plant, there's a series, a bulk of that is legal descriptions for easements to accomplish and facilitate some of that. After extensive review of all that, I believe those to be correct. If not, it would be a Scrivener's error and easy to correct because there's so much data there. But right now, that accurately reflects the engineers and our best effort to get those correct. So. That's
yeah,
all.
And our attorney has reviewed the exhibits to the amendment, including exhibits C, D, E, F, and G. And with respects to the amendment, he approves them to form.
I think he includes a deed to the terminal lift station, and the attorney for the sewer district has read it and approved it, and so has the sewer board. And I understand that the City of Hollister Aldermen have also voted on it. So, if there's not any other questions.
No, I don't.
I would make a motion to approve the amendment to the Sewer Services and Exclusive Territorial Agreement. And I'm going to note it's file number 19-118SD.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What are you here on, Dan?
The spilled dirt agreement, and then I need to get back to the planning zone.
You want to? We'll move to the spilled dirt agreement. Paul Lauderdale?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
The assessor may think we keep putting him off. It's just because he's so important, it's going to take a lot of time.
So this is an agreement for 20 loads or less for the location?
Correct, but we had to do it as unlimited because it's over three. Okay. Typically people will call us and tell us when they've had enough and want us to remove them from the list. So.
I make a motion to approve the field dirt agreement between Paul Lauderdale and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, are we? Yep, I guess we should start on our court orders. I didn't see anybody here. We've got University of Missouri Extension update, but I don't see anybody here. So, we will take up court order.
Gentlemen, you're going to need to bear with me. I haven't even get to spend as much time on this as I would have liked. And as your panel knows, and I had questions, and I had to wait till somebody here to answer them. We're looking at book one.
Okay, erroneous assessments. Got a first set is erroneous assessments, BOE numbers 205488, 205490, 205492,
205493, 205494. I'm going to interrupt you. If you're going to go through that whole list and read them as erroneous assessments, is that what you really want us to look at them as, erroneous assessments, or not? Are some of them perhaps occupancies?
There's a list of occupancies also.
And none of these on this page, you're saying, are?
These are all erroneous assessments.
Mm. Assessor Strahan, you agree on that?
I haven't looked at that list.
I see two pages from abatement number 488 all the way to abatement number 205637.
In the list that, you know, I talked this morning, that there's just a couple of them. The guy's occupancy, and then there's some that are nightly rental there.
Well, this is difficult because I wasn't aware until this morning. The question that you had about erroneous. So I just went and I sent the list up with Andy where I manually went through each one and looked at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that there was a question about the erroneous, so mm-hmm. I don't have them separated out like Wes has. I didn't know there was an issue there, so I don't know. One thought comes to mind as I'm jabbering here is that possibly we want to, not that I'm confident that they're all right except for the question that you're having with the erroneous issue. If you want to put them off until you can look at those, because there's a number of them that are erroneous that are marked that way.
Or we can go over them, I mean, which we'll have to anyway, go over them by one. The ones that I've spoken, I was looking at some, and I thought, okay, would this be occupancy? And if it is, we could approve it, because occupancy 137.082, you know, it's, and we are an occupancy county. And so if it's any new occupied residential, then they could go under that. And then, as we've done on others, the nightly rental is due to the letter not getting there in time. We have approved those in past. If it's those that where we are increasing the value just because we picked them up after July 1st when the book closed, I've been advised that that's changing the assessed value, and that is supposed to be done by July 1st. And if we assess, come on the property and assess the value,
well, if I can be so bold.
Please.
You're the one that has to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you're comfortable with the occupancies, maybe you would want to approve those, and then, because if we go through them one by one, I don't have my program in front of me now. I may remember, and from the notes I made on my list I worked, I may be able to answer those questions, and we can go that route if you want. It's whatever you want to do.
Well, the thing is, it's absolutely, totally legal, because we're in Occupancy County, that you can change the occupancy. And the only reason the commission comes in is because of the way our program is. It runs through. You can, the assessor can change his book per occupancy, and he has his notes. And
but that book has been closed as of July 1.
He can still, I'm told, according to the state tax commission, that's the occupancy law, is he does it based upon residential property pursuant, newly constructed and occupied on a parcel of real property shall be assessed and taxed on such assessed valuation the first day of the month following the day of occupancy. And the assessor determines that, and he has his documentation that determines that when it took place by utility bill or so forth. So, but the reason it goes through the commission is because of the way our program is and is thought to be good.
It's because it's a closed book now.
Right. What the issue is we've got court orders that are marked erroneous assessment. Mm-hmm. And the one that we talked about, Sheila and I did this morning, was a carport that was not on the books, and we added it to the books. It would be like an occupancy. You could call it an occupancy, except that it's not residential, it's an agriculture.
I'm prepared that any of the abatements that the assessor classifies as occupancy to make the motion to approve those under the occupancy ordinance. And if it's anything, and to your note, Wesley, is we do it, as I've told, explained to attorneys when they've talked about a political subdivision taking over. The way our program is written, after the book is closed and the assessor changes the value due to occupancy law that he's under, the county's under, it has to go through the county clerk to get the collector to have the correct totals and stuff.
Yes.
It can be a pass-through, or our program is set up that he doesn't change anything if the book's closed to get it proper in all books to pass through.
Right.
And, so there's no question whatsoever on any that are done under occupancy. If they're done under erroneous assessment, we need to look at them,
okay.
On a basis.
We can move on to the occupancies.
Okay.
I don't have any.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to the occupancies. I've got abatement numbers 205489.
Are these in book two?
Yes, they are. They'll probably be in the very last section of it.
Thank you.
205491, 205495, 205498 through 205501. 205523, 205528, 205530, 205531, 205539, 205549, 205551 through 205553, 205556 through 205561. 205565, 205572, 205574, 205575, 205577, 205579 through 20581, 205587, 205589, 205591, 205, 9-3-2-0-5-5-9.
Is that 2-0-5-5-9-3?
2-0.